Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of penny pinchers who treat every dollar like a brother in the new to media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's Stitcher.com.
Frankly, it would have been easy to pass on Tony Hartl's new book, Selling Sunshine, 75 Tips, Tools, and Tactics for Becoming a Wildly Successful Entrepreneur. I say that with all due respect, but the truth is that the accomplishments of small business entrepreneurs often get overlooked in a marketplace where bigger is always thought to be better. But I started reading Sunshine, and I was impressed that Hartl really had some serious lessons to impart and some powerful experiences to share. I was fascinated with how far he had come, growing up poor by any measure, yet never lacking ambition or drive. Hartl grew his company, Planet Tan, from 3 Dallas mega tanning salons to 17 locations in multiple states. He made a bunch of money and got out, and his story is an inspirational one for anyone with an entrepreneurial itch. Tony Hartl, welcome to Mr. Media.
Great. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. So, Tony, everything you needed to learn in life, you learned in a tanning salon?
Well, I wouldn't say in a tanning salon. I certainly learned a lot in that business, much more than I learned getting my undergrad degree in business. But I learned much of the, I guess, the values of the organization were imparted upon me from my childhood and my mother, which really came from work ethic, honesty, and doing what you said you were going to do. And those type of values carried on. Which might sound simple, but they're still just as important today in business as they are in childhood. So those were the lessons that I think were the most valuable, helping me in my business.
Now you had an interesting situation growing up, which probably explains why you're telling us that you learned these values from your mother. She had to work awfully hard to support the family. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Like many other children that grow up in a divorced household, my mother was a stay-at-home mom. My father was an aeronautical engineer. And when they divorced, she was thrust into the workspace. And she had no prior experience, nor did she have a background in any type of education that would allow her to go into a management job. So she took what she could. And from an early age on, I saw the way she worked and the way she really always dealt with everything with grace and kept her word. And even though, times are tough, we never knew it in our childhood. Although I did know that I wanted to create opportunities for my family when I was young to sort of get us out of those situations and improve our life, whether that was with a house or new cars and things like that. But I certainly, we never lacked for much as a child, and we were certainly loved and had a great, a great example as a mother.
Now you made your money, if you will, in the tanning industry. Something you were not necessarily that personally interested in. For you, it was all about the business, not necessarily the tanning, right?
Yeah, I really wasn't even familiar with tanning salons until sophomore year in college. A girlfriend of mine suggested that we go and get a tan together. And to be quite honest, I was scared to get inside the machine because I was a little bit claustrophobic. So, and growing up being dark German and always being outside, I never really thought that I needed much of a tan. So it wasn't a business that really I knew much about. No one in my family had tanned before, but As I was in business, I was vice president of a large chain of health clubs. Before I started my company, I started seeing that the tanning industry was growing and expanding, and we saw a lot of similarities between fitness and tanning. And where the big opportunity for me to get in the tanning industry was, it was highly fragmented. There wasn't one business or one chain that represented more than 1% of the locations in America. So we knew there was a huge opportunity there, and it was a mom-and-pop dominated industry. So we knew that we could go in and bring much that we had learned in fitness and apply it to the tanning industry. That's it, like memberships and hours of operations and pricing and marketing strategies, things like those.
Yeah, that was one of the real interesting things about the book for someone who doesn't know anything about the tanning industry, that it was so fragmented. I mean, I always think of it as being, oh, they must all be connected. But one of the big things that you did differently, I think of tanning salons that I've seen here in Florida, and they usually have 2 beds or 3 or 4 beds. you had 50 beds. You really had a very different outlook on how to run this as a business.
Right. And at the time when I started in the business, the average tanning salon in America, there were 6 tanning beds. The average revenue generated per tanning salon was around $175,000. And so what we did is we said, okay, if this many beds equals this much revenue and we find the right density and population, what would happen if we created a differentiator, 50 beds, where people never had to wait for an appointment, open 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. so they could tan whenever they wanted, and that we set up enough computer terminals so they could get in and get out. And what happened over time was we were able to take the 6-bed, you know, model that we're competing against, and we put 50 beds in, and we were able to do in excess of $1 million per location, and in many locations much, much more. But we really kind of turned the industry on its head because we came up with a membership model. Instead of paying $10 per tan, we were charging $19 a month for unlimited tanning. The only way that we could do that was to have enough tanning beds and have enough throughput and beds available in hours of operation that would sign up enough people to be able to get them in and out.
I think the model that I thought of was the restaurant, and that, you know, the people who open a restaurant, they think, okay, in 60 minutes or 75 minutes it takes to get somebody a table, get them seated, get them fed, get them cleaned up, and get them out. Can I make a living by pushing this many people through every day? You sort of took that same approach to tanning beds.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good analogy with looking at throughput. I know many of the restaurant chains study the amount of time it takes for someone to sit down and leave the facility. Our big thing, we wanted people to stay, and because we had 50 beds, we didn't have to worry about that. We just had to really analyze what type of beds were they going to and make sure that our analytics, that we put enough beds in that supported that flow of customer. But the real key was, it's very similar to the boutique hotel industry, because we were preparing a room much like the hotel industry does, except we were preparing it for 20 minutes, a 20-minute stay. And we wanted to make sure that that 20 minutes felt as new and as fresh as if it was the first time anybody had ever stayed in that room, much like a hotel room.
Does it matter that you went to a business that you didn't necessarily have you didn't really have a thing for tanning? Your thing was entrepreneurship. Does that matter in this case or other people's cases?
Well, to be sincere, I didn't have one business that I said, oh, I am just in love with this industry. You know, I want to go off and I want to own chains of hotels or restaurants, or I want to create a product that I'm going to go out there and sell. I just love the business. And because the tanning industry felt so similar to the fitness industry, I felt that I had a good opportunity to go in and apply many of the things that I learned, some of the best practices, and apply it to the tanning industry. And also, I look for industries now, as I did then, that were highly fragmented and the value proposition isn't good for the customer, where the price is high and the service delivery is low. And there's lots of businesses out there where you go, boy, if someone did this right, they'd make a bundle. And that's how I saw tanning. And I really, what I love about business is I love building a team of people. I love the strategy. I love creating a brand. I love everything about running a business. And over time, certainly, I came to like the tanning industry. I loved Planet Tan, but I could never say that I was a tanning guy or a product or a service guy, but I loved my company.
This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to and hopefully watching the Mr. Media radio interview with Tony Hartle, founder of Planet Tan and author of Selling Sunshine, 75 Tips, Tools, and Tactics for Becoming a Wildly Successful Entrepreneur.
Show your support of Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. We'll even accept a donation via PayPal if you're so inclined, to help defray the cost of production. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. And you can follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube channel. Thanks so much for joining us today. I always appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for watching.
This is Question. You know me as the amazing Question. Whenever I'm in Vegas, I enjoy picking up girls with Mr. Media.